In today's entertainment news, Kay Michelle responded to her Instagram live video where you can see her booty actually drop or deflate or something. Since then, Kay Michelle has been posting a series of tweets offering up some real talk on the situation. She says, "So the video of me dancing is sad that I even have to explain. I walked you all through how difficult this process of removing silicone from my body for 3 years/16 surgeries. Did we not forget I almost died due to this? Now I'm in the process of 3 reconstruction steps. What you saw in the video was a happy woman with my extra fat. I've been very open so I can heal, ladies. I didn't have to tell anybody and I could have covered up until the process was done. But no, ladies need to see and hear the truth. I decided to use my platform to help. I'm not going to hide nothing in my house. I don't think people truly understand. I'm just happy to be alive. I've come so far with this and I'm proud of myself."
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah,
that's cool.
Can you get your old ass back?
What do you mean?
You should have prefaced that with, can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah. Yeah. Can they put that old ass back?
I mean, the ass you used to have, mm-hmm. can you get that back? Mm-hmm. Is that possible to get that back, regardless of what you've added to it? Can you lose all the additives and get what you started with?
I think there's damage that's done
to
the bodies that messes up the muscle and everything that they put it behind or in front of. So,
and did you not hear the part when I said 16 surgeries? Did you not hear that part?
No,
I got it. I got it.
Can you ask him to hold on to the old ass because I just see how this works out?
I hate both of you right now.
I'll come back.
Kay Michelle.
It's bad booty, Shirley. It's just bad booty. You know?
Kay Michelle also offered an update on where she is in this process. She says, "As far as my surgeries, I have one left, in parentheses, I hope. But this skin removal is next week. So I'm focused on that." She went on to say, "Where I am now, you wouldn't hate so hard." And I'm sure that's real for her because 16 surgeries and she's been going through this for 3 years, Steve. Yeah.
And you know, and she's trying to get people to understand the dangers of it.
Yeah.
So
that's
I applaud her for that. Yeah. You know,
because it's all out there. Yeah.
And
it's a
she's happy to be alive because I had her on my talk show, and she talked about it extensively. Mm-hmm. She was very sick. And even before she came out, we almost weren't able to tape the show because she was sick backstage. She was really sick, but she said, "I wanted to come out here and just tell people what it is, you know."
She's a beautiful woman, too. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine 16 surgeries.
Over a period of 3 years. And she's still not done. She's still not done. Wow. You know, this is a... you know, really something that she's going through. And, you know, I mean, it is something that she's taking us with her on this journey, you know, so maybe other people won't get caught in a situation like this.
I bet
you
she ain't got a problem getting a date, no matter which one she got. I bet you she ain't got a problem getting a date.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl.
We wish her all the best and look forward to her country music.
But is the goal to get our old ass back? I'm just saying.
No, we just said that. No, to answer your question, are you listening?
She just wants to be healthy.
What did they do with it?
I don't know. All right, so we're moving on. Okay, we're moving on. In other entertainment news, Bruce Springsteen pleaded guilty yesterday morning in a virtual hearing in Newark, New Jersey, to consuming alcohol in a closed area while the charges of DWI and reckless driving were dismissed. This all stems from an arrest last November in the Gateway National Recreation Area in Sandy Hook, New Jersey, in which Bruce was offered and accepted shots of tequila from fans who recognized him on his motorcycle in the park. The hearing, Springsteen's attorney said Mr. Springsteen is pleased with the outcome of today's court appearance. The prosecutor was unable to provide the necessary evidence and facts as it related to the charge of driving under the influence and reckless driving, and therefore dismissed both of those charges. Mr. Springsteen, who has no previous criminal record of any kind, kind, voluntarily pled guilty and agreed to a fine of $500.
$500.
Pled guilty. Hold on.
Stop. Let me explain something to you. You don't voluntarily plead guilty without a plea deal and then very happy with the outcome. You plead guilty when you know what the outcome gonna be. How the hell do you plead guilty and then the prosecutor say, we didn't have enough to prove? Well, that don't make no damn sense. Mm.
They didn't have enough to prove that he was driving under influence. He pled guilty to taking the shots and having the alcohol in the open container because he took that from the fans in the park. That's what he pled guilty to.
Okay, now let me tell you something. But check this out. That's a deal that was cut.
I hear what you're saying.
If you plead guilty to this, we'll just drop them other charges. Right. You better believe his lawyer had that conversation with them people.
I believe that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How that went.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like Bruce Springsteen. And then he ain't got no criminal record and all like that. But let me just say this to black people. Don't try this.
You're not going to win this.
Don't do this. Don't tell your lawyer to go in there and have that conversation.
Don't take no shots on no damn motorcycle and think your ass finna pay $500.
$500.
You're going to get five, but it's going to be with some, it's going to be years.
Going to be some repercussions. Mm.
All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll look into the mind of J. Anthony Brown right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.